We talked during the study that Brother Todd led about using our spiritual gifts to help one another out and encourage us, so it's nice to me to be able to collaborate with Brother Harry this evening in presenting a Vesper. You know, a Vesper is a time at the end of the day when we are privileged to think peaceful thoughts. I enjoyed Brother Tom's discourse. You know, there's so much to be said for quelling the mind and putting our minds at ease before we go to bed, and having our peace with God, seeking forgiveness for the things that we know we did wrong during the day, and making our peace with God for the prospects of tomorrow. We're His children, and everyone in this room has either had a child or been a child. Am I right? And, yeah, at heart, except ye be as little children, ye shall in no wise enter the kingdom of heaven. Very good, Brother Todd. Your parents loved you, and if you had children, you loved them. There is an inseparable love and joy and acceptance. And I think our Heavenly Father has expressed that to us very beautifully. You know, Paul told Timothy to give attention to the public reading of Scripture. And we found that that's very powerful, that the Word of God just speaks on its own. We can read the Word of God publicly, and it says what it means. It means what it says. Romans 8:31-39. Paul had reasoned to this point about the call that God had reached out and the fact that all things work together for good to those who are the called according to His purpose. And he says, in the face of all this, what is there left to say? If God is for us, who can be against us? He that did not hesitate to spare His own Son, but gave Him up for us all, can we not trust such a God to give us with Him everything else that we can need? Who would dare to accuse us, whom God has chosen? The judge Himself has declared us free from sin. Who is in a position to condemn? Only Christ. And Christ died for us. Christ rose for us. Christ reigns in power for us. Christ prays for us. Can anything separate us from the love of God in Christ? Can trouble or pain or persecution? Can lack of clothes and food? Danger to life and limb, the threat of force of arms. Indeed, some of us know the truth of the ancient text. For your sake we are killed all day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. No, in all these things we win an overwhelming victory through Him who has proved His love for us. An inseparable love. I've become absolutely convinced that neither death nor life, neither messenger of heaven nor monarch of earth, neither what happens today nor what may happen tomorrow, neither a power from on high nor a power from below, nor anything else in God's whole world has any power to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Brethren, let's raise our voices together and sing of our trust in Jesus.
Might gird on thy thigh thy car. conquering sword and shield me from the threatening fight. From faith to faith, from grace to grace, so in thy strength shall I go on, till I appear before thy face, and glory end what grace begun.
And glory end what grace begun. Despise not the day of small things, the prophet Zechariah was told. And we should not despise the day of small things. We are in these weak, fleshly bodies, surrounded by a world of darkness and sin. We have a promise. We have a hope, engendered by the Word of God. Let our faith always grasp it in the full power and reality of the promises of God. These are small beginnings, the workings of grace in our heart. But someday glory will end what grace begun. We all have our visions of what heaven may be like, and it's probably something colorful with flowers and mountains and mists and brilliant beams of light. But I'm sure that whatever we can imagine it to be, it will far surpass our hopes and dreams. The Lord in all His glory has illumined our hearts. How blessed our lives are as Christian people. We felt weary. We felt laden with burdens, troubled by doubt. And those wonderful words and assurances of Jesus when he said, "Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." And we have a hymn that celebrates that fact. People may say, oh, the Christian life, you know, you can't do this and you can't do that, and it's a terrible burden you people put on yourselves. But we realize that in the yoke of Christ, we gain great liberty. So let's sing together about it, the easy yoke. Brother Stephen, thank you for playing. I'll keep you at the piano occupied for a bit longer.
My shepherd I shall not want. He maketh me down to lie. In pastures green he leadeth me, the quiet waters by. His yoke is easy, his burden is light. I found it so, I found it so. He leadeth me by day and by night, where living waters flow. My soul crieth out, restore me again, and give me the strength to take the narrow path of righteousness, give for his own name's sake. His yoke is easy, his burden is light. I found it so, I found it so. He leadeth me by day and by night, where living waters flow. Yea, though I should walk in the valley of death, yet why should I then fear ill? For thou art with me and thy rod and staff may comfort still. His yoke is easy, his burden is light. I found it so, I found it so. He leadeth me by day and by night, where living waters flow.
The words that I speak, they are spirit and they are life. They are living waters. What a blessedness it is in our daily life to have access to that kind of spiritual nourishment, that spiritual refreshment, the living waters. It's a reality in our daily lives. Jesus is the great shepherd of our souls, and he is so kind to us, and so tender, and so attentive, and his love for us is inseparable. He says, truly, truly, I say to you, he who does not enter the sheepfold by the door, but climbs in by another way, that man is a thief and a robber. But he who enters by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the gatekeeper opens. The sheep hear his voice, and he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. A stranger they will not follow, but they will flee from him, for they do not know the voice of strangers. They do know the voice of the Master. And when he leads, we follow. We would say, I think, in the path of life, in the road that is laid out before us, that one of our greatest rejoicings in our faith is that all the way my Savior leads me. Brethren, let's sing about it.
Savior leads me, what have I to ask beside? Had I not his tender mercy, who through life has been my guide? Heavenly peace, divinest comfort, here by faith in him to dwell.
Continue and intensify and will glorify the Lord. All the way our Savior leads us in his inseparable love for us. What need we have for any fears? And as we lay down tonight and make our peace with God, invoking the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we are so comfortable that we have a sense of belonging. We're not strangers. We're not unwelcome. Quite the contrary, we are heartily welcomed. He gave his own Son for us, that we would be welcome into his presence. Shall he not, having done that, freely give us all things? So in the evening, our hearts reflect on him, and we feel that comfort of being at one with the Father. We feel that comfort of being at home and abiding in his presence through the night. Brethren, let's sing the tender words of Abide With Me.
And gone.
Of the presence of God in the wee hours of the night. I'm ready to go to bed now with that promise. The heavens reflect His majesty and watch over us as we sleep. And perhaps in some of those waking moments we reflect on the words of the psalmist in Psalm 19. To the chief musician, a psalm of David. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth His handiwork. Day unto day uttereth speech, and night unto night showeth knowledge. There is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. Their line has gone out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the earth. In them hath He set a tabernacle for the sun, which is as a bridegroom coming out of his chamber, and rejoiceth as a strong man to run a race. He is going forth. His going forth is from the end of the heaven, and His circuit unto the ends of it. And there is nothing hid from the heat thereof. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold, sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is thy servant warned, and in keeping of them there is great reward. Who can understand his errors? Cleanse thou me from secret faults. Keep back thy servant also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over me. Then shall I be upright, and I shall be innocent from the great transgression. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. We'll awake to a new day of rejoicing tomorrow, but so much to rejoice in this evening. So many wonderful thoughts shared today. The thoughts on the feasts and their significance to us. The thoughts on utilizing our spiritual gifts to help one another, to be blessed ourselves, but I think primarily to honor our Creator. The lessons on our rich heritage as Bible students and the effect of the Bible in our lives. Blessed Bible, most gracious word. Thoughts on this is what I want you to do. And reflections on our worldwide fellowship as Bible students. And I've already referred to Brother Tom's lovely lesson, focusing on purifying the heart from anger, looking at the causes of it, and enjoying the peace of putting it away. And so as we part this evening, let us reflect on the blessings that we've had today and the prospects of the joy of doing so again tomorrow. Let's raise our voices in a parting hymn.
Your rest, brethren. Thank you.